Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're here talking with Bruce McCormick. We're also talking with Beth McDonald. We're talking with her. She's from BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, 963-0842, and we're talking about Aries. Now, how far into Aries are we? I mean, I think we're still very early into the phase of the sign, correct?
Very early in the Western astrology. Yes, we are.
Okay. So let's start from, so to speak, the beginning. As far as Aries is concerned, what is the sign? What is its significance and its power, if you will, or influence on us?
That is awesome. That's awesome. Because Aries is the first sign. It is the beginning of the 12-month, 12-sign cycle. It rules the developmental ages of birth to 2 years old. It's a fire sign. It's noted for its kind of innocence and its energy. Think about how energetic small children are. It also rules the divine male archetype. And so when there's a lot of Aries energy, it's more easy to access your male side, to be an innovator, to be bold and fierce when need be, that sort of thing. So if you've got projects and tasks that need to get handled, or even if it's just finishing your income tax, you know, draw on that male archetype.
Mm. This is probably the first year since I've moved here. Our taxes were done either late February or early March. Now we're sitting and waiting.
Yeah, well, that's partially for you because you have goals. You know, you were really clear. You know, you were doing things differently this year, and
yeah.
you have some serious financial goals.
Well, actually,
many of them fun.
Well,
you know,
absolutely.
You want to take a hot vacation, and so or a cool vacation because
yeah.
you're going to Ireland, and it's not notoriously hot.
Right,
right.
But the other aspect of it too is that the cycle that I had been in, and maybe this is part of changing that cycle, and maybe Aries is part of that change.
Yeah.
As far as an influence. That I was kind of tired of the way things have been going for the last 5 or 6 years as far as that particular element, the taxation.
Yep.
And, okay, I know I'm going to owe, so I'm going to wait until the 15th to file because I know I'm going to owe, and I'll just put it off and put it off. And each year that progressed, I said, okay, what do I need to do to prepare for next year? Do I have to have it a little more withheld, a little more, and so forth and so on. And so I finally, this is sort of the watershed year, I think.
Yep. Aries has a magical way of stripping away everything that's not strictly necessary for the achievement of your goal.
Mm.
And it's sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
It rules the innovator, the pioneer, you know, trying things differently, trying something different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not, sometimes it can be more impulsive than, you know, well thought out, but still, you know, sometimes that's what you have to do to break a pattern.
I know, Bruce, that Greg Braden has spoken of making new choices,
choices
we've never made before.
Yep.
Even though the circumstances, the challenges are the same, it's time to say, okay, now, I used to be able to use this analogy that people are putting a videotape in the videotape machine and watching it, hoping for a different ending.
To the movie.
I can't do that anymore because
nope.
Now people are doing DVDs and there are alternate endings. So I've got to come up with a new analogy. But nonetheless, the point is that if you've been doing the same thing every time the challenge arises, do something different this time.
Right.
I mean, honestly...
Right.
I joke with people about this. I've been talking with somebody who was sharing with me their philosophy about elections and saying, if everybody didn't go out and vote this year, the news media would have nothing to report, and boy, would they be perplexed. Or they would start throwing numbers up on the wall, and the public would say, how can you have numbers? We didn't give you any. It would be different. I'm just saying it's totally different scenario than anybody would expect. How could it be any worse than doing the same thing over and over and over again?
Aries is very much about making new choices.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want to do. Next week, we're going to talk more about Aries. Roughly, how long are these signs?
About 30 days.
Okay, about 30 days.
According to the Gregorian calendar that we use, they're about 30 days.
But they aren't always within the 1st through the 30th. Sometimes they start the 3rd or 5th of the month. I mean,
Well, this is kind of weird. It's usually starts about three quarters of the way through the month.
Mm-hmm.
The way we measure time is different now than it used to be, and so by our Gregorian calendar, these shifts from sign to sign happen usually around the 20th,
mm-hmm.
Though it can be as early as the 19th and as late as the 23rd.
And that was something else that you mentioned, too. We just went through
the spring equinox.
Thank you.
And that was early this year.
Yeah, it was early this year. It's very interesting.
And at some point I will learn all the science behind that, but I am not the expert on that. Not today.
I'd like to have us try something new, and that is either stay on or stay off of daylight saving time. I would like to see what it would be like to go through the winter either in it or go through the summer out of it.
You know, I think you should write your congressman.
I mean, my understanding was that it was done way back when for businesses so they could stay open later. And continue to conduct commerce. But because we're a global society and most of it's done on the internet, it doesn't matter where the sun is anymore.
That's an interesting proposition.
Yeah. Well, anyway, musings are musings.
Yes.
And Beth McDonald Consulting is at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and 963-0842. And Beth, we'll talk to you next week more about Aries.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
Until next week, this is Richard Dugan. We'll be back with Bruce McCormick in just a moment.